This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Right from the farm today. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Aaron's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, we reported an explosion at a Washington County, Illinois, power generation station. And I have seen firsthand what happens when big business decides that there is a financial risk in place. And the Prairie State Energy Compound campus is not releasing information about what happened. They've shut it down. And I believe that they've warned employees not to say anything to anyone. No cameras on campus. No cell phones on campus. And why is that? Because they don't want, in my opinion, the investment community to realize what the problem is. And that's what happens in business today. And we just heard that Jeep has an airbag problem. And so, are they fixing it? Well, they put a little filter in there so there'd be fewer accidental discharges involving the airbags. General Motors had an ignition switch problem. The car would just shut down. It would just shut down. You could be driving through an intersection. You could, and the engine would just shut down. You lose power steering, power brakes. Lose control of the vehicle. People have died. And so what does General Motors do? Well, they get their lawyers involved. First thing they do is they get their lawyers involved. This is all my opinion. Why not fix the problem? Well, is it cheaper to make payments on claims? And hospitals have the same kind of attitude. You know, instead of fixing problems, they get their risk management team involved. Risk management team means let's pay less out. Figure out how to do it. Stall, obfuscate, never admit blame, you know, never admit fault. Just kind of have meetings and avoid the issue. John Reagan, I was thinking about war over the last couple of weeks. And I think I have a definition of war. War is government-sanctioned murder orchestrated by one country's men killing another country's men so that the men and women on both sides of the aggression are preoccupied and don't attack politicians of their own countries. What do you think?
Now, that's certainly been the case for at least the last 100 years or so.
Yeah. It, but it's not defined that way anywhere I've read it. And then I was thinking about... Good.
Well, we've also seen where people, especially in the banking industry, have funded both sides. So it ended up being very profitable and didn't matter which side won.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. John, you you probably learned this this term in school, and I'll kind of define it, and then I'll tell you what the term is, class. So imagine imagine if you had no friends, no real friends, and that no one liked you nor your wife. Imagine if you were a person who was equipped with male plumbing and acted less as a less like a man or less as a man than most men. And imagine that your wife had female plumbing, but she acted more like a man than most women. Now, imagine if nobody really liked you, except they acted as if they liked you because of your position, what you did for a living. And then imagine what that would be like if you no longer did that for a living and you didn't have the funding to buy your friends, the alleged friends. Well, when I was in school, I learned a term called the Peter Principle. And the Peter Principle describes how a person can rise through the ranks of an organization until he reaches his highest level of incompetence. So he does an okay job, and they say, well, hey, you know, Barry, you're doing a good job. We'll promote you. And they promote him again and again, and all of a sudden they say, oh, man, what were we thinking? We promoted this guy, and he's doing a horrible job. Absolutely horrible. And his wife, she might have been doing a good job. And she was promoted to the point where she's incompetent. And so, in my opinion, Barry and Mike are examples, great examples, of the Peter Principle. John, did you study the Peter Principle when you were studying management?
That one was not in my curriculum. However, I did read about it on my own.
So it is the advancement of a person in a career, if you will, or within an organization until he or she is promoted to the point where they are past their ability to do an effective job. And what happens is, in most cases, just like the current one I just gave, the example I just gave, we're stuck with them for the duration. We're stuck with them. And companies generally tend not to fire people who have reached the Peter Principle. Now, that's called upper management. I met I met a guy in California. He was one of our advisors. We had a corporation in California. And he was at Ford Aerospace, senior guy. And he was telling us about this huge antenna, 90-foot satellite antenna, 90-foot dish. There's only a few of them in the world. Huge. That's just the diameter of the dish. It doesn't talk about the polar mouth, you know, the way you rotate that antenna, azimuth and elevation, move it and track the satellites. Well, on the annual board of directors meeting day, Ford, who was on the board of directors, came to visit, parked in the parking lot, looked at the antenna, said, wow. Now, the story behind this antenna was it was at the other end of the parking lot, and it took 90 men 9 months to move it just across the parking lot to a different location. 90 men 9 months to move it. Not to build it, not to paint it, just to move it. Ford gets out of the limousine. He says, wow, so how many of them do we make a day? There's only a couple of them in the world. There's an example of a guy who has no clue. No clue. No clue about what's going on. and he's on the board of directors of Ford Aerospace. Another guy by the name of Ford, Gerald Ford, I met him. But we built a data center, about five guys that built a data center for a large bank. And Gerald Ford, former president, was on the board of directors of that corporation. And so he came to the annual board of directors meeting, and I was one of the five guys that got a chance to spend time with him in the data center that we just built. You know, glass room, big IBM mainframes, lots of blinking lights. He was with us for 20 minutes. Secret Service was outside the door. We talked about the millions of transactions that we did, and we talked about the number of credit card records in the database, and you know the quick access and how the system worked. And we told for 20 minutes. We explained all this stuff in capsule form in 20 minutes. And former President Ford was saying, I see. Yes. And at the end, we asked him, now, Mr. President, do you have any questions? And he said, just one. What's the difference between hardware and software? Now, there's another example of the Peter Principle. How is this possible? How is it possible? Now, this was 1985. But how is it possible that a guy with a red phone that could split the planet in half with nuclear devices wouldn't know the difference between hardware and software? How is that possible? And when you talk about Barry, we used to say, wow, that man has charisma. I don't ever remember anybody saying, that guy's the brightest tool in the toolbox. That guy's the sharpest in the drawer. That guy really is bright. I've never heard anybody say that. Because I don't think it's true. I don't think he is bright. I think he's just a puppet. He likes to play golf. Okay, John. That's enough of my ranting.
Well,
where do you want to go?
Before we get started, just want to let everybody know I've made some changes on my author tab.
Okay.
And included some documents from my Air Force years.
Okay, I'm there. I'm looking at it. John Reagan, Captain USAFR, retired BS, MBA, MS. So if you want to see John Reagan and Becky Reagan's smiling face, go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, author tab, and we're going to be right back. We're going to get right into the news, mostly bad, with one good item.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dried Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dried Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, meet up tonight. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's at 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Marjorie Wildcraft, I just got off the phone with her about 10 seconds ago. She has confirmed she's going to be with us growing your own groceries. Why and how? Tonight. And she's on first. She's going to be on at 6 o'clock. And then about an hour later, Lynette Marie, another USAPrepares.com instructor, is going to be with us. And she's going to be talking about the update she has with Sheriff Joey Kyle and American Nationals. She is an American National. She's going to tell us what it is, the advantages, and maybe some of the pitfalls that a person could experience becoming an American National. That's tonight, Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. We show up at 5:30, start setting up the equipment. Seminar starts at 6, and if you'd like to join us, it's absolutely free. If you'd like to have dinner, that'd be wonderful. We do. That's tonight, Ziggy's Restaurant, Springfield, Missouri. John Reagan, I was looking at your post on your website, the Financial State of the Union author, and you show all the things that Barry doesn't show. You know that?
Oh, it's a bad habit of mine.
you've got your transcripts. You've got your discharge. You've got your performance report. All the things that you're making transparent, Barry is keeping hidden from we the people. And a lot of us don't believe he's eligible nor qualified to be POTUS, right?
Exactly. Even by his own admission, his father is a foreign national, which makes him a dual citizen, which does not qualify for a natural born citizen under the Constitution.
Yeah, so we got a dope smoking golfer puppet in charge of our military. Can you imagine? They call him Commander in Chief. It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Okay, John, I have.
It was a bit over 3 years ago at the meetup at Ziggy's. I brought in my personnel file just to show you that, you know, what I'm saying really is true, because anybody can come on and say, you know, hey, I was at the Pentagon, did all these things. But what I've done here with these performance reports, I've given you one from each of my assignments. Mm-hmm. So you can see where I was at Scott Air Force Base, where I was in Germany, and where I was at the Pentagon working on the nuclear planning system. Mm-hmm. So it's not my entire folder, but it does, you know, serve as backup for what I did. And something that's skip over here, I looked at the referring site statistics for the Financial State of the Union, mm-hmm. and USA Prepare is always, you know, among the top. Slipped a little bit on this one. I had 9 referrals from USAPrepares.com. But what was amazing is I am getting a few hundred hits from a ton of websites in Russia.
Yeah, they like us. They really do. John, I'm getting calls from all over the world lately. I'm not kidding. When I'm done with the broadcast at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time, the phone starts ringing, and it stays ringing until 11 o'clock at night. It's almost nonstop. And it's kind of like this. I'll be on the phone, and I'll say, can you hold on a second, please? And I'll take another call, and I'll say, okay, I'm back. Can you hold on a second, please? And it's like that from 11 to 11 for the next 12 hours, 5 days a week. And then on the weekends, it lets up until Saturday afternoon. It fires up again. And then it continues until Saturday night. And then it stops around 11 o'clock Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, we get a little break. And then Sunday afternoon, it fires up again. It doesn't stop. So that's what it's like here. And I want to tell you, people call and your name comes up a lot. And they like what you have to say. They like your information. And they appreciate the hours that you spend preparing for the broadcast. They really do. So I just want to share that with you.
Thanks. It's this week was especially a big challenge because I had over 100 article links. I pared it down to 16 for what I posted.
Uh-huh.
And okay. We're going to probably have to engage chipmunk mode to get through this.
All right. So what we'll do is, that means speak quickly. All right. So we'll start with retail death rattle. Is that where you want to go? Let's do that. Retail death rattle. FinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. News tab. Financial section. Retail death rattle when we get back. John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. John Reagan. The retail death rattle. Please tell us about it.
Probably spend the whole show today just on this one article. we talked about how first quarter GDP had been reported down 0.1%. One of the articles I left out for this week is that's been revised to being down a full 1%.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, let me see if I've got this right. It was down 1/10, and then they revised it down 1%. It was off by 10 times.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got that right. So they made a mistake by a magnitude of 10 times. They were off by 10 times. Okay. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine what would ever have happened to me if I made a mistake that large when I used to have a job. Look, I'm building a barn, right? And let's say I can build the barn for $10,000, you know, with plus a lot of my own labor. And I say to the family, okay, guys, we can build a barn. It'll be $10,000. And it comes in at $100,000. And what do I say? Jeez. Well, you know, I tried. I need to do better next time. They wouldn't let me touch another check register, checkbook, calculator in my entire life if I made a mistake that big. You know that, John?
Now, see, the problem is you and I are too competent to work in government.
Oh, man. I had a government job once. Let me just say this really quickly. I had a government job, and I designed a computer system for a state government. And I found out at this agency that it took about 50% of the revenue for the agency to run the agency. Can you imagine an agency who's in charge of dispensing money to people who are handicapped, right? They're handicapped, and we're going to try to get them jobs, and it takes half of the money we get to operate the agency. It's crazy. Go ahead, please continue.
Well, we've got the contraction for first quarter, and if we have a contraction in the second quarter, that would meet the accepted definition of a recession, having GDP decline two quarters in a row. Mm-hmm. And I predict if we actually see a decline in second quarter GDP, which I would not be surprised to see, that all of a sudden they will redefine what defines a recession.
Mm-hmm.
Especially sure. Given that it's an election year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read through. This is basically a compilation of headlines, and I'm not even going to cover all of them. I'm going to try and just hit names that more people would know.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart profit plunges by $220 million as U.S. store traffic declines by 1.4%. Target profit plunges by $80 million, which is 16% lower than 2013. Their store traffic declines by 2.3%. Sears loses $358 million in first quarter. The store-over-store sales plunged 7.8%. Kmart plunges by 5.1%. JCPenney was thrilled to only lose $358 million for the quarter.
And John,
Costco
John.
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. My personal opinion about inflation is it's about 18% a year. That's what I'm thinking. If that's even close, and these stores are the sales are down, that means that the stores can't even remotely keep up with inflation in terms of just keeping their numbers up 18% to hold even, correct? So these numbers are way worse than you're reporting. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree, and I guess let me paint a picture of something I learned in my junior achievement program when I was back in high school.
Okay.
There's a break-even point model, and mm-hmm. the way you do that is you have certain fixed costs, especially when you're in, like, manufacturing. You've got a factory, or if you're in retail, you have all of these stores, and you're having to pay rent on that and utilities. And those fixed expenses come in at a certain point, so you basically just draw that as a straight line across your graph. Then you have variable expenses. This is when you open the doors and you start doing things, and that's now a line that goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got another line that starts at the zero point. That's just your sales line. So as that sales goes up and part of that sales you would have related to that first line we just drew, because you have, like in retail, you have a cost of goods sold because you had to buy the product. So now you got the sales line coming up, and at some point, that sales line hopefully crosses the variable cost line. Mm-hmm. And that is your break-even point. That is the point from that point on where an additional sale will earn you a profit. And that's the basic model. So when you get that decline in sales, you can't cut your fixed costs, at least not in a short-term manner. And you've only got a certain amount of leeway in the variable costs, which is what we've seen go on where they've been laying people off. But you can only lay so many people off and still have a viable operation. And when you lose a few percentage points off your revenue, that comes directly off your bottom line pretty much. I'd say probably at least at an 80% rate, probably even more if you're in retail. And a lot of companies just cannot do that, and that's why you're seeing these losses reported.
Okay, so John, I remember being in the corporate world, and when the company started doing just a little bit worse, they would say, you know what, we're gonna cut expenses, so no more pencils and paper. And then, we're not going to have any more of those luncheons. And then it gets a little worse, and, travel's going to be restricted to just absolute essential. And then no travel, and then layoffs, and then more layoffs, and then plant closings, and then more layoffs, and then ultimately the doors close. That's kind of the way it goes. And all the while they say, no, everything's fine. And we're not closing, everything's fine, it's going to be fine. They lie. So we're at the point where some of the numbers are coming out. And I would think that the companies that you're talking about are trying to put the best spin possible on these horrible numbers, like Sears. I haven't been to a Sears in years. I used to buy Craftsman tools, and their power tools were pretty good. Their hand tools were pretty good. I don't even want to go into Sears anymore, because they've taken away one of the reasons why we would go there. They categorized their merchandise as good, better, and best. So if you wanted to get the lowest price product they offered, that was just their good product line. If you wanted the middle, that was their better. And if you wanted the absolute best that they had to offer, which is pretty much as good as it got in the country, you would buy their best. They don't do that anymore. They don't have good, better, best. And they've taken the sign off the front of the building and the side of the building over the doors that said satisfaction guaranteed, your money back. And those were two hallmarks of Sears that I thought were pretty good. So you could go into a Sears store, and if you bought something, you said, wow, this is really not what I thought it was, or it broke, or you could bring it back, and they'd give you a refund. They wouldn't give you a hard time. Now they give you a hard time. So I don't go to Sears anymore. Just my thought. I mean, that's the way Americans do business. Now, the customer is not king. The shareholder's king. Companies work for the shareholders. And the reason they work for the shareholders is because the executive compensation is tied to share price. Tied to share price. So these guys want, and they get stock options and so forth, and they want the share price to be as high as possible. And they really don't care that much about customers. All they want to do is get through the employment period, which might be just 2 years, maybe three. Get through that, get the bonus, and get out the door. And that's why these corporate executives make such high compensation amounts. And it's out of control. But go ahead, John. Please continue.
And if you're working at a company and you end up with a formal or informal bring-your-own-toilet-paper policy,
yeah,
you may want to find somewhere else to work.
I worked with a guy who was really great, my first boss out of the university, and he worked for a company called BVD, and it was an underwear company. And I asked him, how come he left there? And he said, are you kidding? Working for an underwear company that's losing money? There's nothing worse than that.
I guess you could lose your shorts.
Well, I guess he was about to, so he jumped ship just in time. So please continue, John. So we talked about JCPenney, Kohl's. Are you going to talk about them?
Yep. Staples, profit plunges by 44%, and they're closing hundreds of stores.
Well, John, okay, let's hold it right there. Staples, okay, that's an office supply company, right? So why would we think that Staples would be doing well? Why would we think that? Because the people who buy the products from Staples aren't doing well, meaning stores buy products for office supplies from companies like Staples. And if stores aren't doing well and they're shuttering their doors, closing, and they've already cut pencils and paper, as I originally talked about, why would we think that Staples would be doing well, right? It makes perfect sense that they're on this list.
Exactly. Big Lots, profits tumbled by 90%. Their sales are flat, and they're exiting the Canadian market, much as some other retailers. Best Buy sales declined by $300 million. Comparable stores declined by 1.3%.
Hold on, John. Best Buy. Have you been to a Best Buy recently?
No.
Okay. I very rarely go there. And one of the reasons I very rarely go there is you walk in the door and they jump you. They jump you right then and there. They don't want you out of that store without spending money. That's at the, you know, at the entrance to the store. You walk in, you go through the metal detectors and the anti-theft devices and all that, and they've got all kinds of loud noise and music. Well, I call it loud noise playing, and they do not want you to leave. They really don't. So they're in trouble. We'll be right back. John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dried Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dried Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms, for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
When you go to the for
2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
John Reagan's with us. Okay, John. We're going down the list of the retail death rattle. What's next?
Well, Macy's has flat profits. Same store sales decline 1.4%. Dollar General have their profits plummet by 40%. Same store sales decline 3.8%.
Hold it right there, John. Dollar General. Now, Dollar General is where people go when they're broke, right? And that's the place where you can buy lots of things for a dollar, including a couple bars of soap for a dollar. You can buy toothpaste tubes, the full-size toothpaste tubes for a dollar instead of $3 and $4 like at the Chinese factory outlet. It's kind of interesting that their profit's down 40%. I guess part of that means, and the sales are down by 3.8%. That's kind of a scary thing to me.
And people can't even afford McDonald's anymore. Their earnings fall $66 million. Store over store sales down 1.7%.
Mm-hmm.
Darden's hasn't done any better. They just sold Red Lobster. They had profits collapse 30%. Same store sales by 5.6%. And probably the best news of all the retail is Home Depot and Lowe's both missed their earning expectations. Home Depot did have a 2.2% traffic rise, where Lowe's was flat.
Let's talk about Lowe's for a second. There's a Lowe's in Lebanon, Missouri, and I've been there many times in the past. And every time I've been there, when I do go through the checkout, I'm the only guy in the checkout line, just me. And I usually say to the person behind, it's usually a lady, and I'll say, "Wow, there are more of you than there are of us." Meaning, there are more employees in the store than there are customers. Now, how is it possible that a store can operate with more employees on the clock than customers. How is that possible? Especially with the overhead. The lighting bill alone, forget the heating. The lighting bill alone must be fantastic. I don't get it. I don't get how they're still around. Am I missing something?
No, and Home Depot is actually working on a model to do more online sales so they don't have to have the retail set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one nice thing about when you go to some of these stores that have these self-checkout stations, the nice thing is they never ask me to prove who I am when I go through self-checkout. Do you know that? There's nobody that comes up to me and says, ID. Never happens at self-checkout. Not that I would give it to them anyway, but that's kind of a nice thing about self-checkout. But with more and more self-checkout, we have fewer and fewer people employed, and so we just support them with buying them TVs and welfare and food stamps and Obama phones. Okay, so, and you only went through, like, half the stores. You omitted a whole bunch of them.
Well, we only have so much time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I'm saying is it's whatever the thought is of the class listening to this, it's worse. It's much worse than that. I don't think you talked about Gap or Ann Taylor or American Eagle or Urban Outfitters. Okay. John, when we come back, what are we going to talk about? Pimping the GDP? Yeah, let's talk about pimping the GDP. John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.com. I'm Vin Finelli, pimping the GDP. It's exactly what you think it is. Whatever you think about pimping, that's what we're going to talk about. No kidding. We come right back after top of the hour news and commercials.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.